Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seat belt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like
I'll be fine.
I came here to ball hard. I love this game, it's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win to the end until I pass out. Whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this. That's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time. So go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine. So let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time. So go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine. So let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance. And I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine. Boy, I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack a the pressure, I'm here to give it my all. Cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started. Showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day. From the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing. And my heartbeat is thumping.
And all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
One, two, one, two. Like the song says, yo, I'm a beast. It's beast mode time. Tuesday night, man, it goes down. GQ Palace Sports is in the building. You got the mayor in your ear and all of that good stuff right there. Yo, I want to set it off, man. 5 years ago today, man, we lost a good football player, man, due to some senseless violence. Sean Taylor, man, from the Washington Redskins, you know. He's from Miami, played for the Hurricanes in college. And, you know, like the song says, you know, he was a beast. You know what I mean? So, you know, just took a little time out, man, to reflect and things of that nature on that dude, Sean Taylor, man. He was number 21 on the Redskins, man. He was a beast. You know what I mean? And today we also lost Marvin Miller. And a lot of people wouldn't be familiar with that name because he was really behind the scenes. He led, he was like the father of free agency as far as baseball is concerned. So I think, in my opinion, every player, every baseball player, basketball player, football player, athlete, you know, they should, you know, donate or send something to, you know, if not his organization, is an organization in his name. Because if it wasn't for him, you know, these athletes wouldn't be making all these millions of dollars right now. And that's real talk. So I want to salute Sean Taylor And I want to salute Marvin Miller. And it's going down, man. GQ Palace Sports, you got the mayor in the building after further review and all that. We got special guests calling in on the check-in tonight. We got Miss Olivetta Martin from Black Girls Run will be calling in and talking about how they get down and what they do. Shout out to my man, Wise Intelligent, for the hookup and all that. And also her co-ambassador, LaToya Mitchell, is going to be on the line with the mayor. It's Jimmy V week, man. So basically what that means is, like, you know, they going hard body karate, man, on this cancer thing. And, you know, cancer affects people, man, whether directly, indirectly, or, you know, just basically, you know, it affects you. And it's Jimmy V week, and basically we're just trying to get people to, you know, acknowledge what's going on and donate if you can. Take some time out to, you know, do something for somebody else, man, because that's the philosophy. Shout out to 28 million cancer survivors out there, man. It's a hard body karate situation, and, you know, DQ Palace Radio definitely is down with the situation, and we're going to try to, you know, get the word out to people, man, that, you know, cancer is no joke, but we ain't laughing at it, you know what I mean? So, basically that, so we're going to get into the situation right now. I know the Pittsburgh Steelers is feeling some kind of way. I know my man Slate, he might be calling in on the check-in. I'm expecting to hear from Keo on the check-in, you know, those Pittsburgh Steelers fans. But I definitely got to give a special big up, salute, shout-out to Lil Nick. 15 out of 16 on the picks this week. The only one she got wrong was Seattle and Miami. So that's a good look right there. She got 15 right and one wrong. So you can't beat that. Wise Intelligent had the record, 14-2, and that only lasted for like a week. For the win one for the Wizards contest that we had, Kia and Rachel had predicted that the Wizards would win on Saturday, and I thought they were going to win. You know, I was looking at the score, and then it went into overtime. They was playing the Charlotte Bobcats, and unfortunately, they will not be receiving a jersey from GQ Palace Sports this week because Kia and Rachel lost on their pick because the Wizards ended up losing in double overtime to the Bobcats, 108-106. And Mike, NYG, Mike in the building, shout out to Mike. He picked last night, which was the Spurs game, that the Wizards picked the Spurs. I don't know what he was thinking about, but as you already know by now, the Spurs gave it to the Wizards. So we're still on that win one for the Wizards. You can pick a date that the Wizards are going to win the game, and we got a jersey lined up ready for you. And right now, I think they need it more than ever. I think they got the Blazers this week, and they got the Knicks on Friday. So it's going down once again. GQ Palace is in the building. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. It's going down tonight. Shout out to Notre Dame. They, you know, they got their number one situation. They're undefeated. They came, you know, and just like recently, it's like 5 or 6 years ago, they were garbage. So, you know, they're playing in that national championship game, and they're just waiting on their opponent. And their opponent is going to be either Alabama or Georgia because they're playing for the Southeast Conference Championship on Saturday. So whoever wins that game will be playing Notre Dame for the national championship. I just think that Notre Dame deserved it. They're undefeated. They got a strong Heisman candidate in Mateo Teo. But we'll get into that later. I got my man Slate on the line. Slate, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude.
What's good?
Slate, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What's good,
what's
cousin?
Good?
What's the deal? Chilling, man. We just setting it off on a Tuesday, man. Doing the Tuesday thing, man. What's good with
okay.
you, man? I talked you up because I said I figured that, you know, Slate was going to check in with me, you know, the hard body karate Steeler fan that you are. Give us your outlook and perspective on what's going to go on for the rest of the season for your boys, man.
I mean, you know, I'm all with the keep faith alive and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's a done deal unless Big Ben come back, bottom line.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I got a lot of Dallas and Giant fans hollering at me now. Mind you, they didn't have nothing to say when we was healthy.
Oh, yeah. We
still, last I heard, nobody in that division beat us, healthy or not.
Right.
But that's another point in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, like everybody's throwing Charlie Batch under the bus.
Right.
I don't think that's fair.
Mm.
When you have as many turnovers as we had, and mind
Eight.
You, we should have had like four more. We just was able to recover.
Four more.
Seriously, we recovered four of the fumbles. That's
hold
what
on,
it was.
Hold that thought for a second. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Vigor Show. You on the line with us? Kia, what's good? You on the line with us? All right, Slate, what you were saying, my dude?
I was saying, like, you know, we had eight turnovers. Oh, she's in the building right now.
Yeah, what's good? What's good, Kia? What's happening?
You don't need to start with my damn eight turns. You know what? Queen.
What's
Hello?
The matter? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's going on? We going in on the Steelers right now.
I don't care about that. We're going to hell, the damn Steelers. Not, let me tell you something. That damn Cowboy fan, he shouldn't even talk about my damn game, okay? His game, my game should not even be existing in his
about
damn
to get real
house.
In the field.
Y'all had the most embarrassing game when y'all played Chicago. Talk about the ones in Chicago. Don't worry about some damn eight turnovers in that Cleveland game.
Yeah. Well.
Worry about that Chicago game when y'all look like a damn fool.
You look like, hey, it is what it is. You know, like the homie Slate said, it was eight turnovers. It could have been 12. So, you know, it is what it is, and you just got to get Ben back, man, and get all your situations back. But again,
you know what? Don't worry about Ben.
Okay.
Ben, from what I hear.
Don't worry about getting Ben back. Just worry to know that we will be in the playoffs. That's all y'all
okay.
need to know. We will be in the playoffs.
All right.
The latest news is Ben is going to play this week.
Your latest news. If my latest news they come on my phone about the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't take latest news from non-Steelers fans. That's one thing you're going to
worry about
me.
Slate is a Steelers hard-body karate. Slate is,
sweet,
you know,
sweetheart. I bleed black and yellow.
Do your thing.
Don't get it.
Handle your handle.
Oh, whatever. But like I said, if I didn't hear no latest news, and if they come on this phone, I don't hear about no latest news about Steelers. If that latest news gonna come on Kia's phone, gonna be like, bing, it buzz like this, bing, bing, and then I look, Steelers, what's going on? That's how I check my latest news.
I can figure this going down. All I'm saying is, the latest report is Ben is supposed to play this week against Baltimore. That's bad news for them. Antonio Brown is coming back. DeCastro's coming back. Palmalu is supposed to play. So if we get all our people healthy, it's going down. We could beat anybody out here. And we was on a roll before we got decimated, and I'm not one to make excuses, next man up and all that. But listen here, if our people come back, I'll put my money up against anybody. It's going down.
I hear you. I'm not mad at that. It's
about,
just
what nobody say about that, what happened to our, we lost two back-to-back games. All I worry about is being there at the end. Make being there in December and being there in January, that's all that counts to me. I don't care what no non-Steelers, no non-fans tell me about what we look like, how we look on Sunday. I don't worry about those. I worry about December, late December and January. Then you have something to talk about. Other than that, I don't hear nothing what nobody else is saying. December and January tell me what we're going to do.
All right. I can respect that. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. But you got to look at it also from you can look at it from a fan, you know, a hard body karate fan point of view. You look at it from a realistic point of view. You can look at it from any point of view you want to look at it. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't win 16. You can't go 16-0 every year. You know, you can't go 14-2 every year. So, like, you know, Slate said, you made a good point. If it's, you know, if your injured players come back, it's going to be a problem for the rest of the season. So, again, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, you just get maneuvered through the injuries. You know what I mean? And find your breaks when you can take them. But again, you're not going to beat anybody making eight, you know, having eight turnovers. You're not going to beat anybody.
That's not the case with the eight turnovers. I'm not worried about the eight turnovers. You know what? They have to make the adjustment. Tomlin will make the adjustment.
Okay.
They need to make
All
the
right.
adjustment. They need to belt whoever the turnovers, put the turnovers behind us. I'm not worried about the turnovers. I worry about December and January. I don't worry about Cleveland game or the Baltimore game. I worry about December and January. I worry about not looking for help to get in the playoffs. We don't need help to get in the playoffs. We should be sitting in the playoffs.
All right. I heard that. You know, but...
Well, I say realistically, ahead, one more loss we can take. But after, if we're not going to be 10-6 or better, we're not going to get in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's realistically.
That's realistic. I'm with that. But we're not going to take one more loss. I'm not worried about the Ravens. I'm not worried about us not going up in there and doing what we need to do. Because you know what? Those eight turnovers is the fact that they got to look at that film and see what the hell went wrong on that offense and see how the hell It didn't make no damn sense with the hell of them 8 turnovers. Everybody's on a damn suspect list.
I hear you, sis.
I hear you.
I'm all for it. Listen here. I hope you're right. And I believe we can do our thing. I definitely do. And like I said, they threw Charlie Batch under the bus. A couple of them interceptions wasn't even his fault.
He's a damn veteran. He should be thrown under the bus. He's a damn veteran. He should be. I run his ass over if I see him.
He played bad. But, like, one of those passes was right in Mike Wallace's hands. What's up with Butterfinger Mike Wallace?
You know what? He ain't getting no damn money. He going to get some money, all right? I can't wait to go to Prince Sam. All
right, yo. All right, Kia, that's good and all that. You know, we appreciate your call. Hold on for a second. We got special guests on the line. We got Olivetta and Latoya from Black Girl Run. What's going on? Applaud them. Make them feel welcome. Applaud them, please. There we go. All right. Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, Miss Olivetta, Latoya? Welcome to the bigger show representing Black Girl Run. What's going on?
Not much.
All right. Let me just give the people out there a little background information. Definitely hard body karate as far as, you know, running and getting in shape and things of that nature. I was, you know, looking at a post from my man Wise Intelligence. Shout out to Wise Intelligence, and they were commenting on a post in regards to a run, and I was like, hey, that would be a good thing to have on the show, and here we are. So the floor is yours, ladies. Tell us who you are, what you're about, and the floor is yours.
Well, I'm Olivetta Martin, part of a national organization called Black Girls Run. I'm the lead ambassador for the Morrisville, Pennsylvania group.
Okay.
Toy is my co-ambassador. We, what Black Girls Run does is we support ladies who run. Black Girls Run was started by two ladies, Tony Carey and Ashley Hicks, to help tackle the obesity epidemic in the African-American community for women.
Okay.
So it's going into a national organization across the country with groups all over the United States.
Okay. How big is the group? Say it's all over the United States. How many members do you have?
Oh, something like over 44,000, 45,000. We have member strong network of ladies.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So do you run like in certain areas, or do you just, you know, you go to marathons, you know, all over the country, or what do you guys do?
We run locally.
Okay.
We run locally, and we do run all over. Locally, we have established meetups certain times of couple times a week in the morning. Right now, we do only in the morning, basically due to daylight savings time. But we do have some evening runs. We do a lot of races. A lot of times we go to races, and we call it a BGR takeover. Mm-hmm. We come in, and we're really dominant forcing some races, and we do all kinds of 5Ks to full marathons. So, and that is all across the country, but locally we do that here. Some ladies do travel for races as well.
How does one go from, you know, just being a person that, you know, wouldn't even hardly walk to, you know, the front door to being somebody who could run a marathon? I know it's not like an overnight process. Is it, you know, a lot of training, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of dedication? What basically goes into making and training a marathon runner?
I've never run a marathon. Latoya can speak on that. She has run a marathon.
Okay. Hey, Latoya.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. I started running in 2009, and I pretty much have never gone over 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I wanted to, at the time I was running for a cause, I was running to raise money for leukemia and lymphoma.
Okay.
And decided that I was going to run a marathon and trained for about 6 months, and that was day in, day out. I probably ran 4 to 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June of 2009, ran my first marathon, 26.2 miles. And I've been hooked on running ever since. So it is a daily, weekly, monthly thing that you have to commit to. It's definitely nothing that you can do overnight.
I think you said the magic words. It's a commitment. You know, it's a thing where, you know, you said you were running for a cause, so that was your motivation and things of that nature. So you just got so, entrenched in it, and it became, like, part of a second nature to you. So now it's just like, you know, I guess if you go, like, a couple of days or a day without running or, you know, training, you know, it would probably feel out of sorts. So when you completed that first marathon you did, how did it feel to you? Did your 6 months of training flash before your eyes, or what were you thinking about while you were actually you know running?
You think about a lot of things. You have some conversations with yourself about why you're out there, because it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It at times can be painful. You start to focus on the little small things, and then you just really start to think about, you know, bigger causes, things bigger than you. When you finish, it's the best feeling in the world. I rank it up there as one of the top things that I've ever done. And, you know, you go from there, you know, day in and day out. What keeps me on the road and what keeps me out there running is the girls that I run with, and knowing that, you know, my body functions well. I say it's therapy for me.
Mm-hmm. Very therapeutic, right?
Than going to a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what motivates you, you know.
But the thing is, too, before you get started, and just to backtrack, for ladies like off the couch who've never done any exercise, we always suggest there's a program out there called Couch to 5K. You know, a lot of ladies come out.
Can you repeat that?
It's called Couch to 5K.
Couch to 5K, okay.
Which means that you can get off the couch and train to run 3.1 miles, which is a 5K, in about 8 weeks. So when ladies come out, a lot of ladies are not runners. They're walkers or may not have done anything. So before you get all the way to a marathon level, you need to start somewhere. And one way we suggest starting is the Couch to 5K program.
Okay, does that help build up your, like, your endurance and help you too? Because I know that 3.1 miles is not a, you know, it's not like a walk across town or whatever. It's definitely something that you got to focus and make sure that this is something that you're going to see through to the end. So is it different? Is it anybody that can do it, or do you have to have an athlete, you know, mind frame, or is it just that you want to just, you know, get yourself in a better, you know, better shape and get your cardio up and you know just basically to feel better about yourself?
No, you ease into it. I mean, it's pretty much like you walk 30 seconds, run 30 seconds for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
And that's 3 days a week.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. Even for some ladies who even starting out with that, it's still not easy. But if you commit to it, you know, and do it every day and come out for support, you know, you can get through it. And at the end of 8 weeks, you know, you're running. You're actually running. If you're consistent with the program, you should be actually running at that in that time frame. And it's a great sense of accomplishment.
No doubt. I mean, were you like amazed at yourself? Did you think you could do it from, you know, starting from the, you know, the couch, sitting on the couch, like, nah, it's a marathon, I'm not doing that, to you're actually, you know, crossing the finish line?
Well, funny thing, I mean, when I started running, I wasn't aware of a couch to 5K. I started running I started walking, then would run as long as I could, walk and run as long as I could, and I kind of fell in love with running that way. So I didn't have that program. So a lot of, you know, my running just kind of happened on its own. But and it took me a long time before I ran a race. So you don't immediately have to run races. But races can be a celebration of your training. You know?
No doubt. So, yeah, we got Olivetta and Latoya from Black Girls Run in the building, Marshville, Pennsylvania group. They're online with the mayor right now. And basically, oh, hold on for 1 second. Y'all hold on. We got T on the line. T, welcome to the bigger show. What's going on, lady?
What's up? Calling in, showing some support and love. And have that funeral before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to give a eulogy. For the Philadelphia Eagles and all that, you know. But right now we got some special guests in the building for Black Girls Run.
Yeah, I was listening. How you ladies doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I think it's a great thing that you all accomplished. It sounds real good, you know. And I'm sure it's a lot of hard work.
But, we enjoy it. Like I said, if you don't even run, you can walk. you know,
mm-hmm.
Right. Or just not runners. Some people, and we have all ages, so, you know, they're late. It's not just, you know, under 30 or 40. We have 50, 60. What, there's a lady in my group.
Well, I need to be up in there.
So it's just the age is just a number.
And you say it's in Mooresville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's the location. We actually run in Levittown. And my group is unique in that it's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, but it also reaches out to Mercer County, New Jersey, which relates to Trenton, Ewing, maybe Pennington, Hamilton, that area. So my group is also with Jersey and PA, a small part of Jersey, because we do also have in this area two other Black Girl Run groups that's in the Delaware Valley. So we have a Black Girls Run South Jersey group. We also have a Black Girls Run Philadelphia group. So we're, you know, we're all over in this
group. How far you say you go in Jersey?
Jersey group, we're here in Mercer County, and which affects my group, and then we have Black Girls Run South Jersey, which affects Burlington County, Camden County, Gloucester County, and I believe a little further south. But
not Mama, though, right?
Mm-hmm. And Philadelphia, they run in all parts of the city.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So anywhere in Delaware Valley, you know, pretty much you should be able to find a running group.
Oh, okay. So how would I get in contact with you guys?
You can go to our website, which is www.blackgirlsrun.com, and you'll have to register, and we do encourage you to use your full name and put a photo.
Okay.
You'll be able to have access to, and you'll be able to see the groups all across the country. So if you live here, say, in whatever state you live in, you travel across
the country. I'm in
Jersey. Okay, so you're in Jersey. You should be able to see groups all across the country. You travel, you want to meet with somebody, we're all across the country. But you can sign in and you can join, you know, the Jersey group, the Pennsylvania group, Delaware group, and try to meet up with ladies in your area.
Oh, okay.
We're also on Facebook. So you can also reach out to the Facebook and communicate the whole community on the Facebook, and we communicate daily, provide encouragement, support, try to get together, meet, have events.
Is it Black Girls Run? Is that the name of the group on Facebook?
It's the name on Facebook, but they're broken down by the groups.
Okay.
So. Like I said, there's Black Girls Run South Jersey, Black Girls Run Morrisville, Black Girls Run Philadelphia. So you can search it that way.
Okay,
but I definitely would start with the website and make a profile.
Hey. That's what it is. So, again, is it like, is it like a special diet that you have, or in regards to, you know, getting yourself, your body, you know, prepared for that endurance? Because I know it's a feat of endurance to run 3.1 miles or even more. So do you have you have to sacrifice some things, or do you have to add special things to your diet? How does that work?
No, you don't have to have a special diet.
I know for me that you know, when you start getting active, you start noticing little changes, and, you know, you may notice that your waistline is starting to go down a little bit, so you start wanting to make more healthier choices. I know definitely once you start doing distance running, you know, you will notice that you get a little more hungry after a run, so you start looking for better choices. So you'll, you know, start eating more protein, and you'll start figuring out what works for your body for when you're running. You can't go out and eat, you know, Mexican food or fast food, you know, right before a run and expect to go out and perform.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good look.
Yeah, so, you know, it starts becoming intuitive, but I would definitely say, you know, starting out, no, you don't have to make any, you know, big diet changes, you know, starting out. It's a gradual process. It's something, I mean, I like to say that it is a lifestyle, it's not a diet. So, you know, you have to make the choices and the changes that work for you and for your family. You do start to eat a little more healthier, especially as, you know, if you do start to lose weight, start making better choices. But, starting out, you basically, you know, you start out from square one.
No doubt. Hold on for 1 second. We got Mike, NYG Mike, in the building. Mike, welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude. What's good?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Got special guests in the building. We got Miss Olivetta Martin and Latoya Mitchell from Black Girls Run Morrisville. They're on the line with us. But we're going to definitely get into the football conversation, but we're kicking it with the ladies right now, getting their run on and getting in shape, getting their mind and body and all that together. So, yeah, so she was just talking about it didn't have to necessarily take a special diet as far as, you know, getting prepared for the run, distant marathon running and things of that nature. So it's very interesting, and I'm definitely in support of what you guys are doing. And we got the website, www.blackgirlsrun.com, and they're definitely on Facebook and in a particular group in a particular area. So what is the next event coming up for Black Girls Run?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, Black Girls Run is national. The Black Girls Run National Association, they have national runs.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, you know, we just pick and choose which runs we want to do.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
It's not necessarily an event for each local group. Like I said, we pick one. But just recently, Black Girls Run did sponsor a national running event in September in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was reached out to all the Black Girls Run groups across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their national event. So hopefully they'll be planning another one next year. We don't know when that is, but one is coming probably. But locally, we just decide which runs we want to do, and we all reach out and, you know, support each other and try to encourage each other to run the race and do it that way.
No doubt.
Can I ask that something?
Go ahead, man.
How did y'all come up with the name Black Girls Run? Is that something y'all created yourself, or is it like a...
Well, Latoya and I didn't come up with it. The group was Black Girls Run was created by two ladies, Tony Carey and Ashley Hicks. They started out as a blog, and it turned into a running group. You know, they were runners, and you know, people didn't believe that Black girls run.
Mm.
So they're like, you know, Black girls do run, and they
mm-hmm.
turned into like, you know. Like a national thing from their blog. So,
no doubt.
So how did y'all get involved with it? Did y'all meet up with them, or was y'all just running one day and they just came to y'all?
They had a website. How I found them basically, I was already running. I was looking for other people to run with, and you do internet search and Black Girls Run came up, and so they had a website, and then. Somewhere along the line, but it's right around, I want to say 2011, they started reaching out and wanting people to organize running groups in where you live in different locations. And so if they started developing running groups in each city, and then the word started getting out that way.
Oh, I just have one more question. I heard somebody say they ran a marathon. I don't know which one of y'all ran a marathon.
Latoya.
What was that experience like to just run and have all those people looking at you as you running? Did you turn your head and look at you?
That's probably the last thing on her mind, the people looking at her. She was trying to get to the back, trying to get to the finish line.
You got to realize, when you first start running, you got to think of all those people that's looking at you now. So that's why I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you just, one, you're surrounded by, I did a race. My marathon, there were 30,000 people running. So, you're surrounded by other runners. There's the crowds, the people who are, you know, on the sidelines. They're very supportive. When I got to the finish line, I'm not going to tell you how long it took me to get there, but when I got to the finish line.
But you finished, though. Mm-hmm.
I finished, and I finished upright, and I ran across the finish line. And, when you finish, it is an adrenaline rush. Because, you know, the people are there. There's people there to greet you. There's someone handing you a medal. There's someone handing you water. You know, it's a very, very heady experience.
Let me ask you a question.
Olympics one day.
Let me ask you a question right quick. How did you feel personally, outside of the other issues about them finally getting around to canceling the New York City Marathon? Because I know a lot of people train for it. They come from all over the world for that. And was it a letdown? Do you think that it was, the right thing to do for them to, cancel it, or do you feel like, they should have just went ahead and did it anyway?
I know for me that I felt like eventually, you know, that was the right decision that they ended up canceling it. I think a lot of the runners the day of that were in town ended up volunteering on Staten Island and then on in Manhattan. I think that decision to cancel it probably could have come a little quicker, but I understand. Okay. I understand why it took them so long, and what it is that there's a lot of things that go on behind a race. There's a lot of resources. There's a lot of money that has gone into it, and not just like profit. I'm talking about a lot of charities make. That's how they make. You know, so for instance, you have a lot of runners who are running for charities.
Right.
They raise money for these charities, and those charities potentially, you know, depending on how the contracts are written out, could lose that money because they didn't have to refund all that money. And so I understand why, you know, it took them a little longer to make that decision because they were trying to make the right decision. So I do agree with the decision. You know, I'm sure it was a difficult one for them. It's a very controversial thing, especially because Staten Island and the people who are on the race course, they didn't want the race. And I think going forward, the race is going to have a lot of PRing to do, a lot of, you know, trying to get the community back into it, because you do need that community support for these races.
Right. I mean, because, you know, and we're talking about as regards to, you know, you know, people out, you know, in certain parts of the city, they didn't even have any running water, and you know, they were making the situation like, well, okay, they're gonna be handing these, you know, runners bottles of water and cups of water, and they'd be, you know, take a sip of it and throw it away. Like, that's a lot of wasted, you know, just as an example. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to know, basically, from a person who's on the inside, as far as that's concerned, a runner. You know, how did you feel about that? But so, I mean, I could definitely concur and relate to what you're talking about as far as, you know, not, you know, basically doing the run per se, but you volunteered your time. So that was, you know, that was a positive. So everybody came out, you know, ahead in the game. So is it a thing where, you know, rain or shine, you're going to run regardless? Or does it, you know, weather factors and, you know, what do you wear? What is the proper clothing to wear when you're doing your run, regardless of the weather?
Rain or shine. We run rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Don't stop. I ain't mad at that.
You adjust your clothes to the season. You know, like right now, you know, with long sleeves, we layer up, you know, with 35 degrees outside. It's cold.
Right.
You know, so we encourage ladies to wear what's called dry fit or dry moisture type clothes, compression type clothes that absorbs the moisture.
Okay.
But that's all year round as well. But you want to layer up that type of material and hat and gloves. You know, so you can be warm, because once you start running, you warm up. When you stop running, is when you start cooling down, of course. But you know, so you warm up. And it depends on what type of rain you're talking about. I mean, not a downpour and not lightning. Some light rain. Some light snow, you know, you can get tracks on your sneakers to help you maintain traction in snowy weather.
Okay.
So yeah, we try to be out in all types of weather as long as it's
What's the worst weather that you were ever out, you know, running in, had to run a race?
I've never run a race in any poor weather.
Okay. It all worked out.
I have in some ice, though. I run through ice because I wanted to get out and run, and it was cold, but I ran through, like, once the snow was, you know, it's not snowing and it's just leftover snow, and I run in some icy conditions, but that's about it.
No doubt. So there you go. It's going down. It's Olivetta Martin in the building. This is Latoya Mitchell from Black Girls Run, Morrisville, Pennsylvania group. You could definitely get at them. They have a website, www.blackgirlsrun.com. I repeat, www.blackgirlsrun.com. It's very, very much needed, you know what I mean? And you can definitely holler at them at Facebook. They have, it's regionalized on Facebook, right? Particular groups.
Yeah, you can, like I said, in our area, we have the three, mine, Morrisville, the Philadelphia group, as well as the South Jersey group.
No doubt. So, yeah, we definitely appreciate you, you know, sharing some time with us and telling us how y'all got your start and things of that nature. Any other words you want to say before you know, we definitely appreciate you. Anything else you want to say or add on to the situation?
I would definitely say if you're looking to, you know, get fit, you want to change your lifestyle, especially in our community, a lot of us don't want exercise. Some of us don't know how to eat right. There's a community of women out here who's willing to support you in doing that. You know, I have had a lot of ladies who came out and said, I'm never going to run. I'm not a runner. I'm not a runner. I'm a walker. Well, they're running now. You know, they run races, and their lives have changed. They've lost weight. So, you know, and that's what we try to do. So I would say if you're interested and you want that support, come out and join us.
No doubt. No doubt. So, once again, Black Girls Run in the building. We definitely, definitely appreciate you for coming through.
It wasn't as bad
as you thought it was going to be, right? See?
No,
I told you. Applaud that, please. Applaud Black Girls Run. Please, applaud that, please. Right. So, there you have it. It's from straight from, you know, the ladies that's letting you know what it is. It's not hard. It might look hard, but once you know, you got to put one foot in front of the other. It said if you don't, you know, you don't think you're a runner, start out by walking. Next thing you know, bang, you're running. You know, so it's like a lifestyle situation going on right now. So we definitely appreciate you ladies for calling in. And you can hang out with us if you want, but we're about to get back into the sports situation. We appreciate you. You going to hang out with us, or are you going to you got to do some running?
You got to do some running.
All right, so thanks again, Ms. Martin, Ms. Mitchell. Thanks for calling.
We're about to get back into
the situation. We definitely, definitely appreciate you. And once again, if you want to get in touch with them, they have their own website, www.blackgirlsrun.com, and you can holler at them on Facebook. So there's no excuses for you. No, and that, like, this time is about the right time to do it because it's right after the holidays. You know, put that spoon down.
You don't have to wait for the new year.
That's right. Put it new. Get it together. That's right. That's right. Get it together. You know what I mean? Put that spoon down. Lace some sneakers up. You know, and put on that gear. Get you out there and get in shape. So again, thanks a lot. You know,
thanks
feel
for
free to
us.
Hang out. There you go. Thank you. Mike. Mike. Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
You here?
Hello? Yeah,
what's up,
man?
My dude? You got anything to say about your green? What happened when y'all played the Packers, man? I know you got a bunch of stuff to say.
You know what? They did their little thing. We was just a little tired, you know, a little under the weather. That's all it was. We was just under the weather.
You beat the Packers 38-10. You were still under the weather?
Yeah, we're still under the weather, yo. We did our thing, but we really going to get into it.
You got the Redskins
now,
on Monday night, so you got RG3 on Monday night, so hopefully, you know, you get it together,
they
man.
I just got a little horse, so they out of here.
All right, we're going to see about that. We got Kia, you still in the building?
Kia gonna be quiet right now.
She's kind of vexed right now at the Steelers and all that.
Right,
but it's
now.
All good. I have my man Slate representing the Steelers. He was like, yo, it is what it is. But we got to take these last six games. You know, we can't finish no worse.
I'm still here, fam.
All right, I see you. 10-6, 9-7. You got to really, really step on the gas right now. And he said the latest word is that Big Ben is supposed to be coming back and playing. And this is a very, very important game, man, against Baltimore
Ravens.
I just saw that. Oh, there she go.
Okay, there she go. All right.
I have to focus for myself. I just saw that he threw yesterday. He threw a little today. Troy is set to go. The pass is, you know, they'll play him in and out. He'll test his leg. If he feels, you know, he needs to come out for a couple of plays, they'll bring Troy out. Or Troy's ready to play in Sunday's game.
All right, so there you go. So I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be ready to do what they need to do, man. And I mean, everybody goes through it. I'm a Tampa Bay fan, so you already know. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I take every win. You know, I appreciate it. I don't think that we're Super Bowl material. I'm not going to go off on no Fantasy Island tangent and say, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to go 16-0. Josh's going to throw for 5,000 yards. Nah. It is what it is with us. But as far as, you know, for example, the Steelers going hard body karate, man, things happen. You have to, you know, I guess you have to be able to prepare for any and all circumstances. So, like, if Big Ben got hurt, you know, Charlie had to step up. And it wasn't like Charlie was, you know, brand new to the scene.
We weren't prepared. We weren't prepared because, like I said, like they throwing Charlie under the bus. He should be thrown under the bus. He's a veteran. We need to win. Things need to get. They need to. This doesn't make no sense. 8 turnovers. That's why he. And Thomas got the coach to play with. He's already going to bench Mendenhall. He pushed Mendenhall back. Put Dwyer as the starting running back for a Baltimore game. Thomas not going to play with these jokers.
Yeah,
he ain't
playing. Right. Play time is over. Play time is back in preseason.
They got Thomas. And if you ain't got Tom Wallace, I wish he would ask for some money after the end of the season. You going to get some money, all right.
But yeah, who's going to police the police?
Mm.
My thing is, Tomlin's the reason we lost that game. Mm. Bad coaching. And I love Tomlin. But when Leftwich rolled on that shoulder and he couldn't throw worth a damn, he should have took him out the game. Point blank, period. But he didn't.
Who you going to put in?
Charlie Batch.
He couldn't even suit up to play in that game.
He was too suited up to play in the game. He was throwing on the sideline, fully dressed. Devo, check it out.
That was offensive coordinator's call. It was his call. Charlie didn't come in that game. It's not all on Tomlin. It's on the whole team. Everybody's a suspect.
Listen, Tomlin has the final say. He's the head coach. He gets the credit. He gets the damage, too. He makes the call.
Not to veer off course or whatever, but people going off because Jamal Charles asked Peyton Manning for his autograph. And I don't what was wrong with that?
Nothing.
I didn't get that. Oh my God, he asked him for his autograph. What's wrong with that? I thought that was what, you know, players did. That's how they got autographs. You know what I mean? Because you go into
you go into
somebody's place, they got this person's autograph, that person's autograph.
No. What Ray Rice did, he put the towel.
It wasn't like he picked his nose with it or something like that. He just had the towel. What was the problem?
Right ass.
You know what I'm saying?
And he said, I don't care.
Now you got the ball. But you know what? You know what though? You know Ray is good for those four. You know Ray is good for those 4-for-29s.
Oh my God, that was incredible.
You know Ray Rice is good to make. Shout out to the homie once again, my dude Ray. Hollow Massive in the building.
What
you know
is
what
up
I mean?
with the Chargers, man?
Hey,
how
hey,
do
man,
you let him get
I have no idea, man. Me, you, Kia, and Mike could have stopped them on 4-for-29. 4-for-29?
Did you see the wrong angles the linebackers was taking?
It was like they didn't even care. It was like they didn't care. Like they know somebody going, you know, if he gets past the first level, okay, the second level got him. If you get past the second level, okay, the secondary, you know, the third level got him. But 4-for-29?
Oh, my God.
That's whoa. That, you know, when you're on the sideline and you're telling your kids, you know, anything is happening, anything is possible, we can come back and win this game, you're gonna use that as an example. They was on 4-for-29. That 4-for-15, that 4-for-18, that 4-for-22. Remember that playoff game when the Packers and the Eagles play? I don't mean to rub salt in the wound, T. When the Packers and the Eagles play, and they made, and they made 4-for-29. I mean, it was a 4-for-29. It was like 4-for-22 or 4-for-27. How do you make a 4-for-29?
Okay. Did he actually think that nobody's gonna take a picture of that?
No, he actually didn't care. It's basically
right.
We beat y'all the last four times in a row. Do something about it. If you're mad, win.
Right, and we beat
basically.
Y'all in your house. So you know what I mean. And what I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
He was just saying he's cool. He loves Tomlin. Him and Tomlin are tight. He loves Tomlin to death.
You know what? What the hell you just did a full of shit? What the hell? You ain't seen nothing wrong with it? Get the hell out of here.
I ain't seen nothing wrong with it because I'm not at foot. Because, first of all, I'm not a Steeler fan, first of all. So it matters a damn to me what he did with it. He could have took it and made a paper airplane out of it. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't understand why people are uptight about it.
I don't understand. That's not for you to know. You will never understand. I guess not. So that's why I said that I would just take it with a grain of salt, and he took the towel, and I guess, you know, he's going to put it on his, you know, in his memorabilia case or, you know, wherever it's supposed to go. But as, you know, to get uptight, with just because he had a towel, he didn't take it to stomp on it. He didn't take it and wipe his face off with it. He didn't do that. So I don't understand what was the big problem.
But he ain't going to be doing it after this Sunday.
He's
going to
be doing
that
after this Sunday.
He'll see what the problem is after this Sunday. He'll see.
There you go.
Okay.
And make it so bad because if you see, like, I'm just friends. Well, she's my sorority sister, Ratman's sister, Kira Ratman's on my page. So when she was like, because they know how I am, and I know Willie Colon, he's a cute because of stuff we did when he was at Hofstra. I go to certain alumni stuff. So, you know, I'll be saying to myself, there's no way in hell he's going to disrespect that damn towel. His little 4'11 ass can be choked the hell up in that damn game on Sunday.
Mayor, the terrible towel is like the Holy Grail in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I understand.
You can't, like, if you're not black and yellow, don't touch it. That's basically what it is.
What did the guy do to the towel? I missed that part.
He didn't really do anything. He took it, he wore it over his head and was waving it around like on some sarcastic stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Then at the end of the game when everybody was flipping, he was just like, nah, you know, me and Tomlin, we cool, this or that, and I got respect. But the Steelers fans ain't trying to hear that. You beat us, Ray, and we coming for you.
God,
boy,
that's the worst part about it.
Let me
tell you. Go ahead.
Let me tell you that thing, because you know what? Even Ray Lewis, and Ray Lewis was like, oh, hell. Because he knew that we were going to get offended by that. Ray didn't even say nothing, because he knew that shit going to come back to get Ray. He knew that shit going to come back to get Ray. And all people tell Ray Rice, you better be ready in that game Sunday. They come, they're going to get your ass. And that's exactly what we're going to do, get his ass.
You You know the problem I had with it? He didn't do nothing. Like, I didn't even know he played. That's my man. We grew up in the same projects and all that. I didn't even know he played. Like, he had a whack game against us. Maybe 30-something yards. He caught a 30-yard pass, and he didn't do nothing else. So, I mean, for him to be like, yo, it's all good, though. Come Sunday, playboy, you got to pay for that, man.
You got to pay for it. Even Ray Lewis knows he got to pay. He said, I got, you got to pay for it because that's something that he's not on the offensive when it's time to protect Ray Rice. He out his own. He put it on his head. He got to pay that price to put on his head.
Yeah, he had 20 for 40 against the Steelers in the first game. Right.
Whoa, whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, 20 for 40.
You was mad if he was on your fantasy squad that week.
That day, yeah. He ain't give you no points that day. I mean, but, yeah, again, I mean, I understand, you know, it's kind of like a sacred thing, and, you know, it's like a line that you don't cross. But, again, like I say, I could see where you're coming from if he did something, like, disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Nah, listen, it's all fun in the game. It's sportsmanship, whatever. I don't have a problem with it because I know we're going to throw him in the headlock next week, so it's all good. Payback, baby. Payback.
That's what it is.
But what's up, not to change subject or nothing. What's up with your, you know, Brooklyn's in the building, Mayor Bed-Stuy. What's good?
What we're talking about, the Nets?
What's good with your Knicks, man?
Oh, well, man, I don't even know. I can't call
listen,
it,
it's hey, one game.
It's the beginning of the season. I don't really even pay attention to it until, like, maybe after Christmas or, you know, after New Year. Because, first of all, it's a grind, my dude.
They won
seven games in a row, and they was planning a parade for them. Now they're 8-3.
Mayor, you know what I love? The fact that New York basketball is back.
No doubt.
Period. Forget who won. The fact that they was like, Brooklyn.
Yeah, that
and a
was
lot
crazy.
Of guys on Facebook were saying, oh, that chant was whack and they tired of it. You need to go through Brooklyn lately.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes, you need to hang out on Nostrand. Yep, that's right.
Come hang out
on Nostrand and Flatbush and see what
you
it is.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And,
so
you see how they did Slick Rick last night, though?
Nah, how did they do Slick Rick?
Well, he was performing at halftime. And I think that, you know, now that I look at it, it's not as bad as they make it out to be. Because the sound was messed up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think that he had probably had his show that for, like, the clubs or whatever that he do. And this is a big arena that he was rocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was kind of, like, off-key or whatever, and they started booing him or whatever. So I didn't think it was really a thing where he gave a bad performance. I just think that the music and stuff was all. And then you had Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting there, like, you know what I mean? Like, help the brother out. But
hey.
My thing was, I think that it was I think he had the wrong show that. Wrong show tape or something. Because that's a big arena. And
listen, I couldn't remember the last time New York Knicks and the Brook and anybody's Nets was relevant at the same time.
You said anybody's Nets.
Was relevant at the same
that's
time.
True.
So
that's true. And it was
to me, just like rap, the Mecca is New York, regardless of what these country bumpkins want to say, I feel the basketball Mecca is New York also. And for us to have basketball on and popping this early in the season and for both them teams to be wrecking in the East right now, I'm all for it. And you know I'm a diehard Laker fan. But I love the fact that it's going down like that. That game was off the hook.
One second. Hold up. Wait a minute. Did he say Lakers? Okay. What's good with your boys, my dude?
Lakers. I don't know, man. Crack is cheap out there. I don't know something.
Ain't nothing wrong with them.
They'll
be fine.
I mean,
nothing wrong with the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. It's just about gelling
time.
Oh, Kobe's the man. Leave him alone. He's still the Mamba. He still do his thing. It's just that they're going to need time to gel. That's all. Leave my Lakers alone, man. We was talking about the Knicks and Nets here.
Them they some bums.
They some what?
Bums.
They some what?
Bums.
And who do you like, brother man, since the
Lakers? Mike is with the Knicks.
I'm a Knicks.
Oh, then how dare you? Listen here, I'm 42. I ain't seen the Knicks win nothing since I've been alive.
See?
The Knicks ain't won nothing.
I'm 41, and that's all right.
That's right. It must be. It must be how y'all Knicks
applaud
fans
that,
do.
Applaud that response, please. Applaud that.
I'm 41, and that's all right.
That's okay. Holler at me when you win something. And I'm not talking about the Atlantic Division, buddy. Get a ring and not around your tub. I'm talking a ring.
I hear you. You're right. You are absolutely correct.
I'll tell you what,
because as far as the Knicks,
I don't know that you shouldn't have been talking about the Lakers. And you ain't y'all ain't do squat in years.
The thing about it is that you can't dictate what's going to happen this year or what happened last year. You can't do that. You cannot do that. So you got just like I'm a Yankee fan. I won't fall back on the 27 rings. I worry about what's happening right now.
What are you falling back on? 8-4?
That was then. This is now.
And you falling on 8-4? What's now? It's a hot week into the season. You falling on 8-4?
I never said that. What I said was I don't even pay attention to it. I don't get into the Knicks until after the holidays.
Okay.
This season just started. When the Knicks was 7-0, they had the Knicks prepared for a parade down Broadway. I was like, nah. Wait till they get some more games under their belt. That's all.
They're not even having no damn parade.
I'm surprised to tell you the truth. But you know what? What's going to happen when Amari Stoudemire come back? That's what I'm worried about.
Bad chemistry.
Listen,
Melo, to me, I'm a Kobe diehard. I think he's one of the best ever. But to me, who's playing the best ball? It ain't Chris Paul. It ain't LeBron. It's Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo. Yeah.
He's a beast. And he plays the 3 or the 4 better than anybody right now.
Right. He's doing his numbers. Stay consistent. That's all I ask. Listen,
he's incredible right now.
Melo
is the man.
Wait till next year to see if he's the man. Wait till the late stretch to see if he's the man.
Well, I mean, last year he was hurt. They was going through the Jeremy Lin thing. We're not worried about that. We're worried about right now. He's playing ball the way he's supposed to play right now.
He's looking
to help. He's not looking to try to beat a man. But he's still ending up with 30, 35, 27, 28. He's still doing his numbers.
Put it this way. Win that division and have home field. You don't win that division, y'all got to play on the road. Playoff.
Say that again.
Win the division. Win the division. Y'all have to win the division.
I mean, I don't care about winning the division. Let's get home court. Let's get a home court advantage popping. That's why I think the Knicks are home court advantage. They're one of the top 4 teams in the East.
And then y'all could be bounced out the second round. Y'all make it past the second round, but make it past the first round.
Well,
it'll
be a lot better than what we
did
the last 11, 12 years. We don't win one game, one playoff game in 11 years. I'm a Knicks fan. I think we deserve more, but we don't play like it. That's my point. We don't play like it. We talk that talk. We talk about how we going to do this and how we going to do that and how we going to do the third, but to end up not doing nothing.
Which is
so
exactly what I was
surprised.
Trying to say to the brother, man. Don't holler at a Laker because I'm chronic doubt. I've been celebrating for years.
Look at this.
I done seen my team win for years. You know what I mean? Don't holler at me if the last time you won was 71 or 72 and you was drinking out of a bottle.
It was 73.
And 73, and you was drinking out of a bottle.
Why are you going back in the past, man? Why are you going back in the past?
because for the Knicks to say anything about winning, that word, winning, you have to go back to 73.
Y'all got enough business. Y'all have enough business in life.
You was only 2 years old in 73, man.
That's my point.
That's why I said that was his point. He said he don't remember. He can't recall him ever, doing anything, dramatic or winning like that. But
my point is, since I've been watching basketball and can understand it, I ain't seen the Knicks do nothing. But yet the Knicks got the biggest mouths in the world.
Hey.
I don't get it. I'm into the mayor can tell you. I'm into bottom line figures. I should be on Wall Street because I'm into crunching bottom line numbers, net worth. And y'all are worthless in my book because you don't
win. Wall Street, that's like the stock exchange shut down. You understand? That's what's going to happen to the Lakers. They're going to shut down.
Yeah, well, guess what? If we don't win ever again, I still want to see more tips than you ever will.
Yeah. Hey.
Dirt.
Yeah, I heard you.
Down, Mike.
We ain't got to win ever again. I done seen enough. Because I was a Laker fan all my life, so
back
I done seen the Magic era, the Kareem era, the Kobe and Shaq era. What have you seen? John Starks, Miss Jump Shot.
Hey.
Now you're taking things a little personal there, buddy.
That's hurting words right there, my dude. Right there. Starks at 2 for 18. That's like a twist.
I'm only teasing. I'll be the biggest Knicks fan in the world if they do something, because New York needs basketball, man. I was so happy. That was one of the hypest games that I seen, and it ain't have nothing to do with who won the game.
It was the
fact that, did you see the crowd?
Yeah.
On both sides. It was in Brooklyn, but it was more New York Knicks fans than Brooklyn fans, if you ask me.
Mm.
Other than that whack Brooklyn champ, that game was hype, man. It ain't nothing like New York basketball.
It's gonna be like that. Yeah, it's gonna be like that.
I'm an LA fan, and I'm here to tell you it can't touch when both teams is relevant in New York. Nothing beats that, B. Nothing. Mm. It's going down.
And don't let St. John's come back to life.
Or better yet, don't let it be a playoff where the Knicks and the Nets got to face each other deep in the playoffs. Do you
that's
know how the city's going to be rocking?
Yeah, that's
where you're
going to see some bloodshed.
What?
I ain't talking about the basketball players. I'm talking about the fans. That's going to be crazy.
Cousin,
and
crazy
I look
ain't
forward
the word.
To that. I would love that.
Crazy ain't the word.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay whatever price they charge for any ticket anywhere. Give me I could be with the popcorn man. It's going down. Just let me be in the building.
Mm-hmm. So,
I ain't betting that game. I don't need to be in the building.
GQ Power Sports in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to jump in on the conversation, man. We got a live one. My man Slate in the building. Key is in the house. Mike's in the house.
Jeez.
We had special guests on. Black Girls Run, man. It's going down. What's up?
Did they who do what?
They cut Babbitt. I'm still shocked about that Babbitt.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get on that in a few minutes, but since you brought it up, they let Jason Babbitt go, the Eagles.
They bugging.
Shit, they need to let Andy Reid go.
Watch your mouth. It's a family show here. Watch your mouth. Because they kind of slow on the, they kind of slow back there on the edit button. We got a family show here.
I'm sorry.
They kind of slow on the edit button.
I'm sorry.
Applaud that.
Philly ain't done much right, but he was part of the part that was doing that they was right. Philly ain't got much, but he was the truth. I like Babbin, man.
What do you think that was about? I mean, Jason Babbin is
politics,
nice. They didn't cut him because he didn't
care. Scapegoats, politics. Throw somebody under the bus.
He probably cursed somebody out last night. He probably cursed somebody out last night after the game, and they had to do what they had to do.
I agree with the sister. How could you be letting go Babbin and all of these prime players and Andy Reid still be there?
Thank you.
Babbin is the truth.
Yeah, Babbin is the truth. Babbin,
peace and love to my Deagles, because they dead. We're done.
Yeah.
We dead meat.
Babbin's going to have a job. Somebody going to pick him up.
Somebody going to pick him up. He'll have a job at the end of the week. Somebody going to get him. But Bryce Brown, he looked good. That little running back y'all got, he just fumbled twice, man. They got to cut that fumbleitis out, man.
They can keep fumbling the rest of the season because ain't nothing going to bring them back to life.
Y'all working for a draft pick now, huh? Y'all working for a draft position now, huh?
That's all we can work for.
I heard that. So
it's a wrap.
You think that... You know, it's strange for them to have let Jason Babbitt go and to keep Andy Reid.
Yep.
I don't know, because I think that, you know, Andy Reid, you know, he's been around, you know, for a long time, you know what I mean? And Jeffrey Lurie already said before the season started, you know, that 8-8 was going to be unacceptable. And they're 3-8 now. So, you know, the writing's on the wall. You know what I mean? But I don't think you fired a guy, his son passed away, and...
You can't use that as an excuse.
Okay.
I mean, it was his time. Granted, I hate to hear it. I hate that it happened. But look where it happened at.
Yeah.
And look what you was doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Look what you was doing you were working for your father.
That's right.
You going to do the OBN on the campus?
Mm-hmm.
They already ran up in the man's house. What else?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a disgrace to the team right there, honestly.
Yeah.
So, I guarantee if it was a, and I hate to say it like this, if it was a black coach, he would have been gone. Now, anyway,
you know,
more power and my condolences
like
to my boys. I still love them.
Why are you checking my phone, period?
But they going to be all right maybe in a year or two or whenever.
So
right
you,
now,
do you think
I still
Nick,
love them.
Do you think Nick Foles is going to be the quarterback for you guys next year?
No.
No
way. No,
hell no.
No,
I mean,
no.
Heck no.
Hell
heck no. See, I got to get off here because my mouth is not right.
You going to lose your religion? GQ Palace Sports, where we help people lose their religion. It goes down over here, man. Check it out.
And let me tell you something. I don't think Andy Reid is called. He's just called.
Thank you for applauding that.
Andy Reid, no.
He's not going to. I'm telling you,
he's
going
to be. He's going to be with the Black Girls Run. That's
uh-oh.
Where he needs to go.
Oh, damn. Shout out to Black Girls Run. So, yeah, man, I don't know what to say. I just thought that the
I'm
Eagles
already
really...
hearing the Jets are looking at Babin.
Hey.
The Jets.
Okay. They need some help. That might be a little bit too late as well with as far as the Jets are concerned.
I don't think he'll go to the Jets. I don't think he – I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Jason
hey.
Babin had 18 sacks last year, and they come?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it had to be
yep.
something else. It had to be something else.
It'll come out.
It had to be. Wow.
Don't know where they're coming. They're going to have to free up some money. They need to cut some of them offensive lines because those guys are not protecting Vic like they're supposed to protect
mm-hmm.
Vic.
Mm-hmm.
And you
so
know,
Keith,
I'm not.
Did,
I,
oh. Go ahead. Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead.
I'm not, you know, I'm all still. I don't believe in you having two teams. I mean, you can root for an individual player. You don't put no other team jersey on you that
yeah,
you a fan
right.
of, and you do all this stuff. But I've always been an all Vic. I've always been Vic, like in Atlanta, but I would never put on a Vic jersey. But I'm Vic, but, you know,
okay.
still, anybody that know me, you know, I'm passionate about my stuff. Don't even track, talk,
yeah, we
whatever,
know.
Because you're going to get the hell down.
We definitely know that you are hard body karate with your Steelers.
Hey, mind you, I flew into Chicago today. You know, I had on my Steelers scarf and my tall black boots because you know it's cold and my little beanie thing. You know, this black thing on my head. So before we were left to get in Newark on American, the guy was like, the pilot came up and said, "Please tell me you're not on flight 1243 going to O'Hara." I said, "I sure am." And I saw you said, "Oh, I got to ride with." I said, "Don't tell me you're a cowgirl." And the pilot was a cowboy. Guess what the co-pilot was, T? Guess what the co-pilot was? A Tampa Bay Bucks fan. So you know what?
Right.
Wait.
Represent. We everywhere. We everywhere. You had your fate in the hands of a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
Please. I was like, please. And then go in and O'Hara, you know, of course, to a bed. Like they Eagles fans. You know, everybody know Eagles fans are the worst fans to come in the wrong jersey on. You got to Chicago. Oh, you going to come in here with the Steelers stuff on? I'm saying, like, y'all going to do something.
Somebody in the background, like
that. Yeah.
But
yeah, so
I don't think Andy Reid is
gone.
See, I don't think Andy Reid is gone. I'm sorry to say that.
I don't think he's staying. I think that he's going to take a year off or he's going to do something because this is not how you want to go out, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Jeffrey Lurie can't wait till the season is over.
He already
said
he wasn't
can't
resigning.
Wait.
They're going to have to fire him because he said he's not resigning. So I'm going to see if he's going to get fired. That's the only way he's going to
get
fired.
I think they're going to let Andy Reid go. And I think they're going to start from, you know, kind of start from scratch, you know, with this situation. But, again, I just think that, you know, that the release of Jason Babin was kind of, you know, that was different.
Yeah, it was shocking. Something is funky with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something is really funky with it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, eventually it's going to come out.
Yeah.
They need to cut some of them offensive line. That makes no sense.
Yeah, well,
and
I
then
guess.
They got on the defense. Who should have been there? Clay Evans' brother played on that defensive side. He hasn't done squat since he came out. Well, he came out 2 years ago. Clay Matthews' brother played on that defensive side. It don't make no sense that defense looked that sticky.
Nah, you know,
no
my thing is with the Eagles' defense, and you already know what I'm going to say, T.
But
you already know what I'm gonna say. I can't stand this dude. I can't stand him. He should have stayed with the Raiders. Nnamdi Asamoah sucks. I've been waiting all week to say that.
I cannot stand him either.
Nandi Asomar sucks.
I cannot
stand him. They gave him all that money. Go ahead, baby.
For nothing. For nothing.
They gave him all that money, and all he know how to do is get burnt.
That's
all he does is get burnt all the time.
You know, that's who they need to let go.
And to me, they got rid of the wrong guy. They got rid of Asante Samuel, but I'm going back a couple of years. They got rid of Asante Samuel and turned around and signed Asomar, and this is what you get.
Right. Right.
So, I think it starts with that secondary is supposed to be the defense. The whole defense was supposed to be the truth. So you're right on that note. But I thought their secondary was supposed to be like really, really, really special. You know what I mean? So and it turned out to be something else. But I don't know what to say about your Eagles.
He paid a lot of money for that corner.
Yeah, they did.
The same way Jerry Jones paid for his corners, because he was expecting those corners. He paid a lot of money to get that corner. But the same thing where Reed's job, Garrett's job, you're going to have North Turner's job up, because he's definitely going to be, he definitely got it. That
right.
era is gone in San Diego.
Yeah,
and there's going to be a lot of jobs. But they're going to lure Gruden out of retirement.
I think Gruden's
he's coming out of retirement.
I think Cowher's looking for the right situation.
But Cowher won't come out unless he gets the quarterback is set. Cowher already said that. Everybody know that. You got to have the right quarterback for Cowher to come out.
No disrespect to nobody or nothing like that, but I think that Cowher is waiting for the Giants job to open.
He don't want the Giants job.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I don't think he's going to take the Giants job.
I didn't say he's going to take it. I said I think he's waiting for it to open, and I think Coughlin is going to hang around for a few more years. So I think if that's not the job he can get, he's going to have to settle. And I don't know what that means as far as settling. You know what I mean?
I don't think Cal was close to they were even talking about him going to Miami at one time. They were talking about him going into Dallas at one time. But see, Dallas wanted Redskins coach. But one thing about Shanahan didn't want the job if they had to fire what's his name? Who's now, isn't he offensive coordinator for what's his name now? He wasn't going to take the job to fire Wade Phillips. And they come, Shanahan said no deal. So Wade Phillips stayed that whole season. Redskins bit the bite and took Shanahan. But Jerry Jones wanted Shanahan.
I don't really particularly like Shanahan myself.
I don't like Shanahan.
He was with the Raiders. He was with the Broncos. I mean, you know what I mean? He's one of those dudes that, you know, okay, he might have got a ring here and there, this and that, but really? Shanahan? You could have him. You could have Shanahan.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with Jerry Jones with Shanahan. But you know who they're trying to lure? With the Saints, going to try to redo his contract. Because they're going to put that clause in there. But that's who Jerry Jones really wants.
Sean Payton.
Yeah.
That's his man. Yeah,
I think he will relinquish the team to Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will relinquish the team to Sean Payton. He will let Sean Payton do whatever he want to do.
And if the Cowboys and Sean Payton hook, the whole league better watch out. This is
going
to be a problem.
The Cowboys
going to be back in the building again.
I think the Saints owners already is aware that he's going to redo Sean Payton's contract, and Sean Payton's not going to jump out of New Orleans. He's not going to jump out of New Orleans behind this scandal and just run.
Yeah,
I think he's going to stay in New Orleans. He's not going to just run out of scandal.
I don't know. I just think it was a whole bunch ado about nothing. Roger Goodell made this whole big, you know, pronouncement. He's suspending people. He's throwing people away. He's cutting me off.
He had no evidence. No, but somebody leaked that out about payment. He couldn't pinpoint it. But whatever
that's
came
going
out.
For years.
But if you look on certain things. I mean, I don't know.
That's been
going on
for years, but not in the context that they put it in, like they really trying to hurt people and this and that. Because I'm gonna go back and say it one more time. Where was the evidence? Where was the people that got suspended? Where was the people that got hurt? They didn't have none of that.
Let me tell you something. Look at the bottom line. Sean Payton and the other guys, they never denied it. They knew money. They knew it had something to do with money. The guy that got the most, the fine, the suspension, who's offensive coordinator for the Rams, right? The Rams are
Spagnuolo.
No, the guy that got suspended, that was with the Saints, but he's now offensive coordinator for the Rams, but he's on suspension. Who's the guy on suspension? The coach on suspension was Sean Payton.
Mm.
He's suspended indefinitely. Sean Payton just a year.
But you know, nah, Sean Payton was a year. Joe Vitt was six games. And who else was it? Mickey Loomis, the GM?
Coach? No, it's the other coach for indefinitely. He was the offensive coordinator for the Rams, but we'll stay for that position because he's suspended.
I don't know. You got to put me up on that one. I was with Sean Payton, Vitt, and Mickey Loomis, who's the GM.
Coordinator who was for the Rams for the Saints that year. The defensive coordinator who moved over to the Rams. That's familiar is now the defensive coordinator. Who's the defensive coordinator for the Rams? Or is it the I can't think of his name. Sean Payton was the only head that went down. The defensive coordinator head went down too. But he's not with the Saints no more. He's with a different team now. But he's suspended indefinitely. He got the hit, the hardest hit. He didn't deny anything. He knew money was said, but they didn't have paper. He didn't deny anything. He's still suspended for indefinitely.
But what was the big deal? I mean, you know, they talk about that. It's been going off since the beginning of time, man. You know what I mean? Not as far as the point where you're going to hurt somebody, but it's the part of the matter where you sit in a defensive locker room, or the way you're going to keep your job is by hitting somebody. You're going to put a hit on somebody.
You
put him out the game, and you're going to get X amount of money. Now, that's different. Because you play the game, let somebody get by you and see if you got a job. Okay, let somebody get by you and see if you got a job. Your defense, you're supposed to stop people. You're not supposed to
go back to the game. Go back to the games where they were talking about where they were hurting people at. You look at the tapes when they were saying who was
hurting. Nah, the only person that said something was Kurt Warner and Brett Favre. And who cares about them? Okay, Brett Favre was getting smacked around that whole NFC Championship game.
It wasn't just Brett Favre.
And he
was other Bobby Beavers.
Why is Donovan Belva back playing now? Why did they overturn the suspension? It couldn't have been that much. Why did they overturn it? Because he had no evidence from the door. That's why they overturned it. I said from the beginning, that whole situation was garbage. Roger Goodell trying to make a scapegoat out of somebody. Okay, it was hard by everybody's on this. Oh, woe is me. You're not supposed to take no money from them. You're not supposed to take no money from it. But they made it seem like you're in the mafia. You're going to kill these dudes. Nobody got no broken leg. Nobody got no broken arm. Nobody got no concussion. They just got hit like they were supposed to get hit.
Let me tell you something.
That's it. Point blank.
Let me tell you something. You got to speak from a fan. If somebody was putting like, well, if you go there and not bend beyond the knee or whatsoever, then, yeah, I'm going to take a piss because they're going to be like, wait a minute, they're trying to knock out their quarterback at the game. That means we're talking about Super
Bowl. If his knee is not good, why is he out there playing in the first place?
I'm talking about if you're going after the knee.
Okay, you're going to test it out. If you're in the boxing ring and he can't see out his eye, you're going to hit him in his eye.
You're doing some dirty stuff. Just go back to the playoff when – They kicking a field goal. Why would a player go low below James Harrison's knee for extra points? That don't make no damn sense.
But then why would that same dude hit Colt McCoy and knock him out the game?
If you're gonna
call it like you see it.
I'm just saying the same thing about every time. If you go below the knee or whatever, you're trying to trip somebody, go beyond, go to the point where you're trying to take them out with their legs, injuries happen.
Right.
But I think sometimes you got to think about the player. I think sometimes these guys get a little bit whatever. Just and not no penalty. Of course, yeah, James Harrison hit whatever, but some of those hits are not like, you know, come on.
All right, we got a call on the line. Shelly, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Shelly.
What's
happening? Still got so much money paid out for penalties that was full of what?
Okay. Hey. But, again, they're not suspended. They're not suspended for the year. They're not suspended for 8 games. They just got a fine or whatever. You know what I mean? Just like that fine they try to give Ed Reed. Roger Goodell has been playing himself for about 3 years now. Okay.
That hit right there
that they suspended him for that one game, then they rescinded that, okay, and they gave him a $50,000 fine, which was still too high for that hit. If you're gonna find somebody on the evidence and the hit that's present. Don't find them on something that did 2 years ago, 3 weeks ago.
Look at the hit that they gave on James Harrison the final when he had on the Cleveland Browns running back, and then.
But look what he did to Colt McCoy. He almost killed Colt McCoy.
Come on, Pepper.
He almost killed Colt McCoy. You shouldn't.
Pepper.
Come on, son. Whatever. You can't say, oh, because they did to James Harrison, it's too much, and then they shouldn't have did it to the other guy. That,
James got fined $75,000 in there. You think Reed Singh. You think Reed got $50,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James Harrison was $75,000.
But James Harrison has a background. You know what I mean? They can fall back. James Harrison is the easy mark. James Harrison can't read wrong on somebody. He's going to get suspended.
If you're going to get technical, Reed had a background, too. That was his third.
Reed got a background, too, but I'm saying no slate on the hit that they suspended him for. Come on now.
I'm kind of leaning towards her on that one because that one hit against Massacoy in Cleveland, James Harrison was in the air. How do you uncontort your body in the air?
That's right. So, I mean, you got to go by
with
the rules.
Look at the hit with Victor Cruz when it came to Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
They said that was helmet to helmet. When they showed the replay, it was shoulder to shoulder.
It was shoulder
to shoulder.
So then they're going to go on the welder. It happened so fast, you can't really tell. Go ahead.
They just automatically look at it. You see number 25, you see 92.
That's right. They just waiting for him to do something so they can say, okay, we're going to, you know, give you a personal foul, and we're going to fine you or suspend you or whatever. They're looking for you. You're right. I got you. I agree with you on that hard body karate.
On that hit for $75,000 he got tagged with and stuff like that. Are you kidding me with that hit?
But my thing is, why did they even rescind the game suspension? They suspended him for a game. Then they turned around and said, nah, that's all right. We're just going to fine you the money. So if the hit was so egregious and the hit was so hard and the hit was so terrible, why did they take the suspension back? Because if you suspended them, they're taking money out their pocket as well. They did suspend them. But they called it back. They pulled it back.
Let me say something. Reed just as dirty as any of the next face.
Hey, he's from the U. I ain't going to say nothing bad about Ed Reed. Ed Reed is from the U. Watch your mouth. It's a family show.
Whatever. Please.
Ed Reed is from the U, baby. All day. The U. That's right.
Dirty as any of the next whatever.
I ain't going to disagree with you on that either. I'm not going to disagree on you. But that's his reputation. Who else? I mean, I'm not going to say dirty, but as a hard hitter, you know, I mean, where do you draw the line at? What's a hard hit and what's a dirty hit?
It's like Harrison said. On certain quarterbacks, Brady, Breeze, the Mannings, Eli, just put flags on them. It'll be easier. That way we know we can't touch them and just pull the flag off. That's all.
That's what it's coming to.
I just wanted to show some love and support.
All right, see, we got you. Appreciate you calling.
All I can say is R.I.P. Eagles.
R.I.P. Eagles.
For rest in peace.
All right, that's what it is.
All right, love you guys.
Get ready for draft day.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's no penalty. But not to broke Ben's nose. No penalty. Not to really put his head through Ben's helmet and broke his nose. Penalty or nada. They find nada a week later. But it was no penalty in that game for him breaking Ben's nose. I'm just trying to figure out when they took Ben's helmet out, how the hell his nose bleeding.
Right. Basically, what we're talking about is like we're just chasing our tails here. We don't know what's a legal hit, what's a fair hit, you know, because everything is, you know, like Slate said, it's like first when you first look at it in game speed, it's helmet to helmet. But then when you slow it down, the helmets wasn't nowhere near each other. So how
do you need to replay? They need to replay that for the replay on the hit. To say before when they throw the flag down, they need to let's go see before, and then we can pick up that flag.
You know what? I don't understand how hypocritical the league can be, and they getting over with it because on one hand they talk about player safety and concussion,
right,
and then the next hand they say, well, let's add two more games and make it an 18 game season,
and let's sell these DVDs of the hardest hits. and you know what I mean? And that was a hit, and that was, oh, my God, and then look at how he got hit and all that. So you're right. They're very hypocritical. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. You know, they want it, like you said, the player's safety is supposed to be paramount to them, but then they're going to sell, you know, videos of the hardest hits. And I bet you if anybody come in on the defensive side of the ball talking about they don't want to hit nobody, they're going to be out of a job. So
exactly.
What do you do? You know what I'm saying? It's your livelihood. I understand that. But, I mean, what point does it become, okay, now you're just finding me just on GP now? You know, my reputation preceded me now. This is because I hit somebody maybe 3 weeks ago, and, you know, it's in the game. They're not thinking about, oh, my God, I better make sure I hit him, you know, with the shoulder, or it is what it is. But you can't turn around and, again, like you said, you can't turn around and find somebody for one thing and then turn around and suspend somebody else for something. Now, look at Ndamukong Suh. He's kicking people all in, you know, in the Bozak and all that.
He's crazy, but
Ndamukong Suh, I'm scared of him. Ndamukong Suh is crazy. And that hit that he put on Jay Cutler with the leg whip, that was a leg whip. When the Bears played the Lions, when he sacked Jay Cutler, that was a leg. We tried to hurt Jay Cutler. So, and he had his meeting with the people up in Manhattan, you know what I mean? And they was like, okay, whatever, whatever. But Ndamukong Suh, man, it's going to be another situation with him. Before, you know what I mean? It's going to get worse before it gets better with Ndamukong Suh. And he felt like everybody's picking on him. I don't think anybody's picking on him. He set himself up. You know, because he's been in the league, 2 years, 3 years, and he's got a whole, his rap sheet is long, is crazy long. You know what I mean? So I just think that, again, Roger Goodell has to, you know, either play one straight rule or, you know, don't play at all. You know, and like Slate said, they might as well put, you know, flags on him or little buzzers or something on him. Well, I'm 2 inches away from him. All right, so he's down. You know, just to save them from getting hurt, because the quarterback is the one people come to see.
I'm saying I'm all for the hard hits, but they should set up some type of relief fund for the guys that actually have head trauma and stuff like that, because they say football is a contact sport. It really isn't. It's a collision sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contact ain't a strong enough word. These is grown men, sometimes 300-something pounds running a 4 or 5.
Right.
That's incredible amount of impact. You know what I mean? And these guys that are basically crippled or some, you know what I'm saying, brain defects and stuff, they should be covered. They gave up their life to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
They should be compensated.
Look at Dave Durson. God bless the dead, man. He killed himself.
He
committed suicide, but he left a letter saying he wanted his brain to be donated, you know what I mean, because he knew what was going on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it goes way beyond, you know, the on-the-field situation, you know what I mean? So, I mean, us, you know, trying to come up with some kind of way where it can balance out, because the offense is supposed to, you know, make the defense look bad. The defense is supposed to stop the offense. So how do you do that without, you know, when you put all these different rules and parameters in the game, how do you make the, you know, game, I don't know, you're going to take the fun out of me?
I'm saying I wouldn't change a thing. I'm just saying with all of these billions of dollars from revenues, from sales and merchandising.
That's right.
Take some of that, a certain percentage, and put aside for some of these old Jack retirees, you know what I'm saying, that have head trauma.
Right.
Have a certain fund set aside automatically to take care of some
of
these people.
So they'll make sure they're taken care of. That's right.
Because
you
can't water down the product too much.
That's right.
In the street, that's in real life, that's with anything. You water it down too much, you're going to destroy the end result.
And they definitely don't want to do that.
Is we pay for the collisions, we pay for the violence, and that's what sells.
Okay.
And they know that.
That's football. You come in the middle, you know you're going to get hit.
Right.
In the middle, he come to get hit. Ryan
that's
Clark
right.
was not going to let him just like, you know, come on. Ryan Clark going to attack him.
Right. Because if he didn't,
you come
then his
middle,
job would be jeopardized.
You come in the middle on the Steelers or anything. One thing about them, Troy or whatever, they're going to attack you. They're going to hit you hard. Whereas my thing is, you hit them hard enough where they be lipping to the sideline and they figure out, you know, they hurting. The same way Ray Lewis broke Mendel Hall rookie year, broke his, and looked at Mendel Hall and went to the sideline and knew it was broke. Ray Lewis broke it.
Yeah, but I mean, it goes way back, you know what I mean? But if you're gonna call it like it is all the way around. Don't, you know, play both sides against the middle. We know you gotta protect your asset, which is the quarterback, you know what I mean? But if you're not gonna do that at the expense of, watering down the game or making the game, kinda like it's a man's sport, first of all. You know what I mean? You gotta be hard body karate if you wanna play football. And again, like you said, you're gonna do that route going over the middle, knowing that Ray Lewis is there. You know, you want to jeopardize that? Then that's why you get paid the big bucks. That's why you get paid the big bucks, to go over the middle and meet Ray Lewis.
If you get hit, hold the ball.
Right, that's right.
Hold the ball.
That's right.
Take the hit and hold the ball. You get the hit and hold the ball, then you need to be on the sideline playing.
You need to be on the sideline holding the clipboard. Or the water, put a water bucket or something.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out, and I'm all about my Steelers. But when I see Charlie Batch holding the clipboard, I'm still trying to figure out how Batch is on the damn team, and they cut the rookie quarterback. Well, he's not a rookie. Cut him in preseason to keep Batch for what? And to keep Lex. I wish Lex would be on that damn team next season. I wish he would be on that season.
I hear
you. He should be packing. He should not even. He should be packing the same way Brown was packing. Quickly.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is.
I'm just not happy with these last two games. I got to take it as a great. I'm not happy with the Ravens loss. I'm not happy with the Browns. I'm not happy with. All I know is make the adjustments. Figure it out quickly.
That's what
it
is. I
don't want to sit here and sit around and figure out how we're going to get in the playoffs. I don't like to sit around and wait for a team to lose to see, lose.
Right, you don't want no help.
We ain't doing that. I don't need no help.
Right.
We don't need
no
help.
I got you. All right, so we're going to, to change the subject, to bite the mood a little bit here. We got a situation with the Washington Wizards. As we all know, the Wizards have not won a game yet this season. And we were trying to help them out, give them a little help. Last week, we had the win for the Wizard contest, where if you could predict the day the Washington Wizards win their first game of the season, after further review, we're going to bless you with a jersey, whatever jersey you want, we got you covered. So last week, Kia and Rachel, they picked the Wizards to beat the Charlotte Bobcats, and it didn't happen. They lost a double overtime. That was Saturday night. And last night, Mike was up, and he had the Spurs lose it to the Wizards, and that did not happen. You knew that wasn't going to happen. So we're at it again. Win one for the Wizards is the name of the contest.
We almost had it Saturday.
Hey, Kia, I was watching the game. I said, I said, I'm going to have to get two jerseys because you and Rachel got one. You know what I mean?
It was Saturday. I cannot believe those shots and getting the overtime and all of a sudden.
Like, oh, snap. But they ended up losing in double overtime, and they lost to the Spurs last night. So this week, we got the Washington Wizards play Portland tomorrow. They play at the Knicks on Friday, and they play Miami on Tuesday. So anybody got any predictions on when they're going to win their first game?
Not against them.
Okay, so Kia, you're not going to put a vote in for this week. They play in Portland on Wednesday at home.
Yeah, okay.
They play at the Knicks on Friday night. They play in the Heat, Miami Heat, at home on Tuesday.
You know what? Let me just say they're going to beat Portland at home. Let me give them the benefit of the doubt,
baby.
I know they're not beating the Knicks in Heat. Come on.
Okay. All right. Mike, you there?
I'm still here. You know
what? You got Wednesday against Portland, Friday at the Knicks, and Tuesday against Miami. What game are the Wizards going to win? You can say none of them if you want. It's all good.
No, I want a jersey.
You better go talk to you. Don't talk to John Wall and them. Boy, he hurt. I'm sorry. That's right. So Wednesday, they play Portland on Wednesday at home.
Okay. And who do they play after that?
They play the Knicks. They play at the Garden on Friday. And they play Tuesday against Miami.
He's
right.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right too.
Okay. I'm just going to gamble with Portland. I'm going to have to gamble with Portland.
Yeah,
I got to go with Portland, man.
All right,
so Mike, you said Portland too on Wednesday night? Slate, where you at, my G?
They're going to be winless still.
Okay. Slate said they went to the home again.
Hey,
man,
gonna be
that was my guess.
Slate sound mad. They're going to be winless still.
That was my guess. So who else we got? T left us, right? Rachel, you still with us? okay, Ray came out with us. So, yeah, so we got Kia picked Wednesday, Mike picked Wednesday, Slate didn't have a pick, and I ain't pick. Have a pick either. But if I had a gun to my head, I would probably go with the Knicks game. Gun to my head, but I'm not picking nobody. So that's what that is. So we got the win-win for the Wizards contest. Kia and Mike got Portland on Wednesday night.
Yeah, you would have
Wizards
to have a gun to your head
game.
To pick to say they're going to beat the Knicks.
Huh?
I said, yeah, you would have to have a gun to your head to say they were going to beat the
Knicks. But you know what? Like I said earlier, the Knicks are my team, hard body karate. But, again, you know, they're having a great season so far. But I've expected things from them. They'll beat the Lakers, and they'll turn around and lose to the Bobcats. So
they're going to beat the Lakers.
You know, they beat the Lakers last year with Jeremy Lin.
And we beat them.
And then they turned around and lost to Detroit.
Okay, so what you trying to say? We beat them too. So what you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say nothing. I'm saying it in perfect English. I'm not trying to say nothing. I'm saying in perfect English.
And this is perfect English. Don't think that you're coming back up in L.A. to beat the Lakers. Don't even hear that. Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, all right. So, again, man, everybody made their picks.
Every year, I got the Lakers going to the
I know, and you got the Steelers going to the Super Bowl. We know.
It's every year. I never change.
We
every
know.
Year.
Right,
every year.
Right, right. So,
whatever.
I just think that the Lakers... Is Kobe Bryant going to play against the Pacers tonight?
Yeah, he's playing against the Pacers. Kobe, what? He has flu-like symptoms. He can take some flu medicine and get in that damn game. He's playing tonight.
Okay, all right. That's what it is.
That's a cough.
Flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, okay.
What's that code word for?
What?
What's flu-like symptoms a code word for?
I'm saying the thing about the Lakers is it don't really matter because if we on our thing, we can go anywhere and win. So it don't matter if we on the road or not. Our whole thing is just to make the playoffs. Now everybody else got to fight for seeds. If the Lakers is playing Laker ball, it's a wrap. It don't matter if we in OKC or whatever.
Have you played Laker ball this year yet?
Huh?
Have the Lakers played
Laker
ball this year yet?
No, they haven't.
The last game they did, they most certainly did last game when Kobe didn't take a shot to the second quarter and we was up 20-something the whole game. Yes, we did. And he had a triple-double before that.
And who'd you beat?
Dallas, the ones who just beat y'all.
Right.
Oh, I'm just throwing that out there.
I hear you.
Okay.
The Dallas didn't have – well, okay, you're right.
Okay.
Right.
Before you say they didn't have Dirk, they didn't have Dirk when they beat y'all either.
That's all good. I have to say that too. They didn't have Dirk when they beat us either. That's what it is. We should have lost. That's what I'm talking about. We should have lost. How are we going to lose to Dallas without Dirk Nowitzki? But we're supposed to be one of the top teams in the East and blah, 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 blah.
Because everybody's feeling themselves along. It's the beginning of the season.
So what's wrong with me not feeling it? Like, I'm feeling it. But I'm not really on the bandwagon. Let some games be played first.
You know why the Knicks are feeling this? Because you know what? Y'all never ever. It's been a long time since I tasted like real wins.
Oh, please.
It's been a long time. So when you have a team that's always in the loop, you're going to always think your team's going to. I always think the Lakers are going to go back to the championship. I mean, I'm still bitter about last year. Well, I'm even bitter about the Dallas sweep because if I could see the first person, you're not going to listen. I want to see people. Lamar Odom is the first person I want to see. I just want to see him one time. Just let me see him one time. And let me explain to him about a sixth man that he just won, and then we can sweep by the Mavericks. Just let me see him one time. Even in the airport, I just want to see him. Just let me just cross his path. I'm going to sit his ass down and let him know about his damn sixth man.
Hey.
You mad about
that? You damn right. I'm 4-0, swept 4-0 in Dallas. Came to L.A. to take two.
It happened.
Please.
It happened.
Oh, hell no.
It happened. Things happen. You know what I mean? But
it
shouldn't
happen.
This is the part of the show right here where we go in and we got to pick three games from the week 13. It's about to go down. So the three games that we picked, the first game that we're going to choose for week 13 is the New Orleans Saints against the Atlanta Falcons. All you gotta do is just tell me who you think is gonna win the game, and we can go from there. So who we going? We gonna set it off? Kia, what's good? New Orleans and Atlanta.
Saints.
Saints all day.
Yep.
Saints all day. I got you. Wait, what's good?
Atlanta.
Mike, where you at?
All in.
Somebody wake Mike up.
I'm up, man. Oh, yeah.
Who you got? New Orleans or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Mike says Atlanta. Okay. Second game that we're going to go with. We don't got nobody else on the line, right? T got off the line. Rachel's still with us? Okay. All right. Mike, this is right up your alley. The second game that we're going to pick is the Giants and the Washington Redskins. Who you got, Mike?
Come on. You know Redskins? Who I'm going with.
The Redskins?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you for the Giants. Kia, what's good?
I'm going with the Skins.
Okay.
You're gonna be shedding your skin. Slate, who you got? Slate, you're gonna be the Giants. Slate taking the Giants. Okay. Last but not least, it's going down. You already know what it is, my dude.
It should be the Sunday night game, but we won't get into that till next week where they start, you know, flexing games out. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I already gonna put Slate down for Pittsburgh, and I'm gonna put Keith.
Pittsburgh if Ben play.
Pittsburgh if Ben play. So okay, Kia.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Here we go. Get the applause button ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you what I tell my brother. My brother says the same thing when he picks because I pick. I never circle any team but the Steelers on football pool. I can care less. I tell him, like, don't ever tell me nothing about the Steelers when you tell me if Ben play. I don't get rid of Ben don't play. I don't ever pick against the Steelers. If Ben play, what that means if Ben play?
What that means is I'm a realist first, not an idealist. And then it comes to spending that money, I'm being real.
Say that again,
I'm a realist, not an idealist. And when it comes to winning money, I'm putting it where the money goes. I'm trying to win.
Whatever. Next, let's go pick. I know how to separate. And believe me, I separate very well. I separate.
What are you separating?
I will not classify you as no damn Steelers fan. Next.
I'm saying that's your opinion. Your opinion is like elbows and behind holes. It don't mean nothing. And according to how you believe, you owe for the last two also, aren't you?
Well, whatever.
Two Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
Whatever. I don't even classify him. Please,
what you classify me as is nothing to me, boo.
I mean, that's on you.
I ain't going to lose no sleep over it.
I hope you don't lose no sleep. But you don't
I hope you don't. You don't classify me as a Steeler fan. Am I supposed to cry now or at the end of the conversation?
I don't classify you.
Yo. All right, so we got that clear. Mike, who you got, man? Pittsburgh or Baltimore, my G?
I ain't going with Pittsburgh.
Woo! Man, oh, man, the Shevitz is going down. And Shelly, you still with us? Okay, there you go. All right, so we got New Orleans and Atlanta. We got the Giants and Washington.
Oh, there goes Shelly.
We got Pittsburgh.
I'm here.
Okay, we got three games we're picking. New Orleans and Atlanta, Giants and the Redskins, and the Steelers and the Ravens. We're going to start off with the New Orleans and Atlanta. Who you like?
I'll go with Atlanta.
Okay. Atlanta. Okay. Giants and the Redskins. Who you like?
Giants.
Giants. Okay. And the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. You better say the Steelers if you know what's good for you. That was my inner monologue talking right there. I'm sorry. Who you got? Steelers or the Ravens?
I'll go with the Steelers.
Woo! All right.
Yes,
we got that situated. New Orleans and Atlanta. I'm going to take Atlanta. Simple because they're home. I'm going to take Atlanta. I'm thinking that they're regular season material. the whole situation is going to probably change once the playoffs start. So I'm going to rock out with Atlanta. It's Thursday night. They're at home. I'm going to see what they're going to do. The Giants and the Redskins, RG3 at home, Monday night game. Giants look real good against the Packers. Hopefully they can take some of that with them on the road. I'm going to go with the Giants in this game. I think that the Giants are going to show up. And I think that, you know, the bye week really came at the right time for them. And, you know, and I think they had a point to prove because they got swept by Washington last year. So they want to try to, you know, return the favor, do what they need to do this season. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. Let me see if I got my insurance paid before I make my pick out here. All right. There you go. Everything's paid up, so we get money. I'm kind of with Slay on this one because if you don't have Ben Roethlisberger, you know, you kind of, you know, not shaky on your pick.
I don't care what you say.
Know, I didn't make my pick yet, so before you start flipping, let me make my pick.
I'm going to
take the Steelers.
I don't care. Thank you.
Applaud that. I'm going to take the Steelers and because I think that they are going to do what they have to do, and I don't think that they're going to get swept by Baltimore this season. And Baltimore can be had. And I think that if they can win this game, you know, on the road, and I think that a lot of that stuff will be, you know, not forgotten about, but kind of kicked to the curb, you know, because I think a lot of people are sleeping on Pittsburgh. So I think this game right here is going to, you know, it's up to them to do what they have to do on the road, you know, and it's going to be a defensive struggle, but I think I see the Steelers coming out ahead, you know, if they do what they're supposed to do. Excuse me, that was a live one. We got 10 minutes left to go on the show. We got Mike in the building. We got my man Slate in the building. We got Kia Key in the building. We got Shelly in the house. So this is the part of the show right now where we just kind of like let everybody say what they got to say for the week, whatever shout-outs they want to give or whatever they got to do. I'm going to set it off. Shelly, you got the floor, so whatever you want to say, you got your time to say what you need to say before we get out of here.
Well, I just hope everybody has a blessed week and just make it do what it do. That's all.
That's what it is. We appreciate you. Kia, what's good?
Steelers all day.
Steelers all day.
That's what's good.
That's it? All right. Slate, what's good, big homie? Slate, what's good, big homie?
Hey, I hope I'm dead wrong and Kia's right. Black and yellow.
Let me give you a quick score update right quick. First half, Indiana 18, North Carolina 15. ACC Big Ten challenge is going down. Mike, any last words before we get out of here for the week, my dude?
Listen, Pittsburgh Steelers fan, can we all just get along?
Go Giants! Applaud that. Thank you very much. Very good words at this point.
You get on that damn list. That's a list that you can't come off. I'm a firm believer of that list.
Yeah.
I hear you. Y'all still, what are you, 6-5 now? You're still looking 9-7 in the face. I think that's where y'all going to end up, 9-7. Anything beyond that, I'll be surprised.
I don't care what you think we end up going to be.
Watch your mouth. It's a family show. All right. So, yeah, it's going down. One more again. It's going down. We got the Steelers and the Ravens going hard body karate in the building.
9-7.
You know what it is. Yeah,
that's
what
I
said. 9-7.
Yeah.
9-7.
Uh-huh.
9-7. That'll be one game better than Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. My team is, you know, it is what it is. We're going to Denver this week, man. Peyton probably going to put another, you know, we are the cardiac kids in the NFL, man. We could be down 21-0 in the first quarter. There were like 10 seconds left. You know what I mean? We're in the game. So, I'd be happy with 8-8. That'd be better than what we did last year. I'd be happy with that. I would definitely be happy to take an 8-8 and run with it.
Well,
because,
we're not taking a 9-7. I'm saying we're not going to be 9-7.
Okay, that's fair. That's definitely fair. So we ran it down. Your schedule, is, you know, at Baltimore this week. You got San Diego next week. And you got Dallas in 2 weeks. Right? Then you got Cincinnati in 3 weeks. And then you close out the season against Cleveland. So y'all might do 10-6, 11-5. It's possible. But again, it's all contingent on what Ben Roethlisberger is going to do. If you got Ben Roethlisberger, you could run the table. But you don't have Ben, and you don't know really when he's going to come back. Hopefully, he'll play this week. Hopefully, you know. And even if he doesn't come back, you got, you know, you said Troy was coming back. You had a couple more of your guys that was coming back. So maybe, you know, who's going to quarterback you this week? Batch again, if Ben doesn't play.
Can't quarterback in nothing.
So who's going to be your quarterback?
Yeah, that's what they got on the slate.
If Ben don't play.
Tomlin said Batch is going quarterback. If Ben don't play, Batch is going quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
Not
so,
putting that
I mean,
rookie in.
Yeah, I got a little confidence
Ben's
in Batch.
Ben's going to play in this game. This is a point to prove. Ben's going to play in this game. You know what? Anybody on that Steelers team know what this game means.
Mm-hmm.
Ben has played hurt. If that shoulder is well enough for him to throw and play, he's going to play. Even if the running game, he can pass the ball. He ain't got to throw it that much.
The doctor said he can play. They said the rib is healed up enough to play.
Mm-hmm.
Defense going to keep him in the game. I'm not worried about Ben lying. Defense will keep him in that game long enough for that shoulder to get loose. Ben will play Sunday. He knows how important this game is.
Right. So you would rather have him out there?
Enough said, Ben will play in this game. This game is important because we're going to need this to split to help other teams to beat Baltimore to come down to us being within the North title. So AFC North.
You still got your eyes on the division title?
We're not shot in the division title. Baltimore can lose two games down the line, coming back, whatever.
Listen, newsflash.
Come on.
Before the Giants went on the road and did it, who was the first team to do it?
Pittsburgh
was the first team to go on the road as the last seed and win a Super Bowl. Before the Giants.
I'm not even there.
I'm saying is we're 0-7 against the Ravens without Ben. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Realist before idealist.
That's the stat of the week right there.
I could care less about 0-7 against the Ravens.
Without Ben.
The important of this game is they know what happened last year with the two losses last year. They're gonna make the two mistakes back to back.
If the Ravens win this game, they might as well they'll throw up the division. They'll be 10-2, and the Steelers will be like four games back. You know what I mean?
If the Ravens win this game, they won the division.
It's a wrap.
Right. That's why the importance of this game for us to win this game to make the split, because you got to hope we got to get help from some teams to beat the Ravens.
Right. Right. That's right.
To put it at the same mark.
That's right. You're right. You're right on that one.
That's how I'm thinking.
Okay, it's going down, man. GQ Palace Sports is in the building, man. After further review, check me out during the week. After further review, it goes down. Shout out to everybody at GQ Palace. Shout out to the whole situation. It's Jimmy V week, man. I said it at the top of the show. It's Jimmy V week. If you ever got a chance to check out that speech that he made in 93 at the ESPYs, check it out. It's very inspirational, man. And Jim Valvano was a very, you know, good guy. He coached at North Carolina State when when they won their national championship and they beat Houston, 5 slammer jammers and all that. So basically, man, just enjoy your week. It went down one more again. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to Black Girls Run, all right, Miss Olivetta, all right, and everybody who's listening. Everybody who wants to call, shout out to Mr. Toya, too. Shout out to T for calling in, showing support and love and all that. Shout out to Shelly. Shout out to Kia, Pittsburgh Steelers, Hard Body Karate. Shout out to Naomi Slate. I'm going to see you in a minute, my dude. Shout out to Mike. You know what I'm saying? And, most of all, shout out to you for listening. Shout out for everybody for participating. Don't forget, you know the math, 646-200-3838. Don't be scared to press 1. Because, you know, it goes down in here. Just have your game up and be ready.
Stay scared.
You know, we go hard body karate in here. You know what I mean? So, once again, it's about to go down. We out for the week. We'll see everybody here next Tuesday. You know what it is, the Tuesday night grindage. And this is the mayor, man. And again, man, make sure everybody's bundled up. Put a scarf around your throat and all that good stuff right there. And this is the mayor in the building. And we are going to be out for the week. Peace.
in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like
I'm fine.
I came here to ball hard. I love this game, it's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win to the end until I pass out. Whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this. That's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time. So go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine. So let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time. So go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine. So let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance. And I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine. Boy, I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all. Cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing, and my heartbeat is thumping.
And all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.